Wednesday, the 21st of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about the saints, and do we pray to them? Do we ask them to pray for us? And then I thought I would go and look up and read to you, and we'll talk about it a little bit, what is actually written in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll try and unpack it and understand it as we go along. And I know for some of you this is very confusing stuff, but it's very beautiful. I'm going to look at paragraph 5. It's actually paragraph 946, but it's referring to the Communion of Saints, if you want to go and look it up in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. After confessing the Holy Catholic Church in the Apostles' Creed, we hear the lines, the Communion of Saints. The Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints. So that's when we're saying what we believe. I believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I believe in the Communion of Saints. And then they go on and say what they're writing about here in the Catechism just teases that idea out a bit. So what is the Church if not the assembly, that's a gathering, of all the saints? The Communion of Saints is the Church. That's saints with a little s. So we are the Church, and we are saints, because we are called to follow Christ. And then they go on, and they're picking up on some of the ideas from the writings of St. Paul. Since all of the faithful, that's all of us, form one body, the good of each person is communicated to the others. Therefore, we must believe that there exists a communion of goods in the Church. Okay, so that's quite a complex idea, but it's really this idea that we are all linked together. And then they explain what they mean. The most important member of the Church is Christ, since he is the head. And therefore, the riches of Christ are communicated to all the members through the sacraments. So what are sacraments? Oh, someone knows. That's right. Say it again. They're an outward sign of an inward grace. Good. And can you name them for me? Let's go through them. The first three, the sacraments of initiation. What are those? Baptism. That's right. That's the one that starts us. Then, that's right, First Holy Communion. And communion is the first of the sacraments, actually. It's the most important. And then the sacrament of confirmation. Then we have the sacraments of healing, which some of you have done, the first one of, that's the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of reconciliation. Sometimes we call that confession. So some of you have done your first confession. And then we've got the sacrament of the sick, the sacrament of healing. And then we have the two sacraments that are vocation, the sacrament of matrimony. That's where a man and a woman get married and promise to follow God and to promise to have children and promise to bring up those children as good Christians. And the second, the sacrament of holy orders. That's where a man is ordained, first as a deacon, then later as a priest, and then some of them later as a bishop. We get the gifts that Christ is giving us through the sacraments, and most importantly, through the sacrament of Communion of Eucharist, where Jesus gives us himself. He offers us himself. And that's an important thing to remember. So partly we're in this community, we're in this group of people, and we're striving to become better. We're striving to become saints. We're striving to become like Jesus. And Jesus is helping us with the sacraments to become better people. And then the Church reminds us that the Church itself, if you say, who governs the Church? Oh, is it the priests? Is it Sister who runs the sacristy? Oh, no. Is it the bishop? No, the Church doesn't say it's the bishop, although he does do a lot of the governing, but he's not the one who ultimately governs. Oh, it must be the Pope. But even the Pope, Pope Francis would tell you, it's not the Pope. Who governs the Church? The Holy Spirit. The Church is governed by one and the same Spirit. And all the goods that the Church has received become a common fund. That means they belong to everyone. They're available to everyone. So the term Communion of Saints has two loosely linked meanings. One, communion in holy things, and the second, communion among holy persons. So, God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Isn't that beautiful? So we are God's people, and God is giving us holy gifts, especially when we go for the sacraments. Let's take a pause there. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the sacraments, for the gift of our baptism, where you claim us for yourself, for the gift of communion, where you feed us and nourish us, for the gift of confession, where you forgive us, for the life-saving gifts of the sacrament of healing, and the transforming gifts of confirmation. And we pray also for all those who are married, who are called to be married, or who are called to be priests, that they might live out their vocations in love for you. Amen.